Well, this week, Innovation Trail reporters are taking a look at one of the more dynamic sectors of the state's economy, agriculture. And we begin this week with a story about the beef industry. The steaks stacked in the coolers of New York butcher shops may be marketed as local, but just what the label means varies widely. The state actually has no definition for classifying whether beef sold under that label is locally produced. The Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports on what challenges that presents for growing the local beef industry.
There are a few thousand beef farmers raising 90,000 head of cattle in New York, pretty modest by Texan standards. But only a third of those cattle go from calf to consumer, all in New York State. That's according to Mike Baker, beef expert at the Cornell Cooperative Extension. While New York farmland is good for grazing cattle, Baker explains, the state's short growing season means it can't grow enough of the grain that cattle are finished on during their last few months before slaughter. That means it's cheaper for farmers to ship their cattle out to the Midwest where they're finished on corn.
They'll be slaughtered in slaughterhouses out there, Nebraska, Colorado. And then, of course, we've got the population center on the East Coast, so the beef comes back here.
The farmers that do finish their cows here face a shortage of slaughterhouses to send them to. There are about 40 houses in New York, but since cows are ready at the same time of the year, they don't have the capacity. So many of those animals end up in Pennsylvania, home to two large-scale slaughterhouses, and then enter the national food chain. Despite those challenges, there are farmers in New York trying to keep their meat as local as possible. Evan Schwartz runs Maple Avenue Farms in Madison County. On a rainy afternoon, she's in her barn feeding some very hungry steers. Schwartz's cattle are born, raised, and finished on her hilly farm. Today, most are out in the fields, and that's where we're heading. She and her farmhand, Patrick, are trying to move a herd into a lower field.
Feel free to give voice, Ryan. Let your inner cowboy come out.
I'm a little more shy than she is.
Come on. Coming down.
Schwartz sends her cattle off to a local slaughterhouse. She gets the meat back, packages it, and sells it at markets in New York City. Her farm falls within the 250-mile radius the stores there draw for locally branded products.
I don't think there's anything better than standing at the farmer's market in New York City and having the customers say, thank you so much for coming down here and selling us our beef. Thank you for being a farmer. I mean, you just don't get that.
Many farmers say all the labor involved in selling meat locally, despite the premium price, isn't worth it. Still, there's a group of farmers in Madison County that are trying to make it easier to sell truly local meat. About 5 years ago, beef farmer Paul O'Mara helped start the cooperative Side Hill Farmers. The co-op set out with the ambitious goal of opening a slaughterhouse and even hired someone to come up with a business plan. But O'Mara says they got worried those industrial-size operations in Pennsylvania would try to run them out of business.
It's difficult for somebody that might process 15 or 20 animals a week to compete against somebody that's doing 15 or 20 animals a minute.
So they're working backwards. Sidehill Farmers will open their own butcher shop this summer. They're also going to be a big part of a new food hub being built in Canastota. O'Mara says they'll get their meat back from local slaughterhouses and then package it for sale.
That's what people that will pay the extra money for local demand, that we can track it. We have the ability to track the animal from birth right to the plate. And, you know, that's important to us, and that's important to a lot of consumers.
Sidehill Farmers have set a 75-mile perimeter for the products they'll be calling local. O'Mara says opening a large-scale slaughterhouse is still the vision, but remains a long way off. In Madison County, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.
And tomorrow we'll report on the problem apple growers have with fire blight. Reporting by the Innovation Trail is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more, visit innovationtrail.org.